They're sort of flat and they're about as big as my thumbnail.
And they, well, they're different kinds of them down there. Get some, I guess they would be called lima beans.
Okay. And what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten? Got a word for those?
Well, it's just all of the, according to what kind of a green that it is.
Okay, well, how about turnips? What would you call the tops of turnips that you eat?
Turnip tops.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Well, we call that roast mare.
Okay. What do you call an animal that has a strong, offensive odor? It's black and white.
Well, we call that a skunk.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's about this big, I guess, about that big around, about like that, and it lives around lakes or ponds or rivers sometimes, and it hops? It's sort of slimy.
What you're talking about, if it's
it doesn't have any fur on it. It's just a little, it sort of squats down like this and it hops.
Oh, you mean that's a frog.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
That's a frog.
Yeah. Some of these questions really make me feel so silly because it's so easy, you know, and I just don't know how to get them across. Now, what do you call a smaller variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise? Sometimes they're green. Little tiny one.
Cricket.
Now, well, this is a frog still, but it's just a different kind. Yeah, yeah, it's a little tiny one. Do you know? I don't know if they have them around here.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Do you know? Do you have a special word for Mr. James?
Well, yeah, I don't.
Some people call them rain frogs or spring peepers or something like that.
Well, a rain frog is it is colored like that.
Uh huh. And do you all have those around here?
Yes, ma'am. We have all kinds of frogs that's in the book, I reckon.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
What do they call you? Do much about them as I do. Earthworms.
Okay, fine. And what do you call large worms, particularly large worms that are used for bait? Got a word for those?
Well, they'd still be earthworms, I reckon, because earthworms are from any size, from as little as a pin right on up until big as your finger.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so that you can
see? Well, lightning bug.
Okay. That one was easy, wasn't it? I didn't have to work at that one. What do you call a little insect that has a long, thin body? It's about that long. And it has filmy wings and it flies around over ponds or lakes.
You ask me a question now, I don't know that I could ever answer.
Do you ever see those things that I'm talking about? They're about this long and as skinny as they can be. I know we have them in Savannah.
We don't have them. If I've ever seen one of them, I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Aren't they called skeeter hawks?
Well, the thing that, but then we got things here that's called skeeter hawks, but I've never seen none around a fish lake or anywhere like that.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, does a skeeter hawk look like that? I mean, is it long and thin?
Yes,
they do, and they got wings.
Got wings.
They got wings that they can fly.
Uh-huh.
That's what we always call skeeter hawks.
Okay.
They light them. You can see them here in the summertime, light that's on the fence or anywhere that's sitting around or
uh-huh.
See them flying. And that's what we call skeeter hawk.
Okay, fine. Well, that's the kind of thing I want to know. Well, what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And it looks sort of like a wasp, but it's not a wasp. It's something else.
Dirt dauber.
Okay. Do they sting?